Columbus, Ohio school board member Bill Moss died last Tuesday. Moss served on the board for 5 years. He also had unsuccessful runs for mayor and for seats in the U.S. as well as the Ohio House of Representatives. Bill Moss also made music. In 1970, he was working as a DJ at a Columbus radio station when he decided to start his own record label. Capsole Records only produced a dozen singles and one album, but they made a mark on the R&B and soul charts. Last year, when the Numero group released a compilation recording called Eccentric Soul, The Capsole Years, we spoke with Bill Moss. He recalled how he wrangled a $150,000 commitment from a local bank and began to produce records, including one called Row My Boat by the Four Mints.
I gotta row my boat, gently down your street. I gotta row.
So we were off and running, and we started making the progress. We hit the national charts a couple of times within a six-week period with the Four Mints. And just when we hit the national charts and had completed the Four Mints album, they had doled out over a two-year period $30,000 of the $150,000 commitment that they had made. But when I came back with the Billboard magazine charts and with the new album and approached the bank and said, okay, now we're ready to go. We need about $25,000 because I had a hit in there. The guy said, no, you're becoming too emotionally involved in this record company. It's time to put it on the back burner and pay us our money back. Oh. So they padlocked my studio, and the rest is history.
Wait, they padlocked the studio? What happened to all the music that you'd recorded?
Well, you know what? We had to get access, to put it nicely, to our music. And so we got the music, and we spirited it off to my garage. But I thought I needed to put it in a safer place, so I put it in the next county at a friend of mine's home. He and his wife got a divorce, and so he moved my material to an elderly lady friend of his whose basement was flooded and all of my tapes and everything were destroyed.
During the 4 years of Capsole's existence, Bill Moss also wrote and performed some songs. One that epitomizes the era is called Sock It to 'Em, Soul Brother.
Yeah, now once I had the pleasure of meeting Dr. K.
It was quite an exciting time. As a matter of fact, that period of time, those 4 years that I operated that record company, I was more alive in those 4 years than I've ever been in my life, and I'm a pretty lively person. So,
you haven't been living in obscurity, though, since the label's demise. I mean, you've been very active in your community. You served on the Board of Education. You wrote a book about school desegregation. You do the radio programs. You even ran for mayor. You ran for Congress. But I got to ask you, do you miss the business? You miss the music business?
Oh, yes. First of all, the kids who had put so much faith in me, and I kept them pumped up, and I kept their faith strong that we would actually be able to bring it off. And when we didn't, I think I hurt more for them than I did myself, but that was a big letdown. And so, yes, do I think about it? There has not been a day since all of that took place that I have not thought about it and kind of looked back over my shoulders, you know, and think, what if? But, you know, my sister said to me something. She said, well, you know, Mr. Billy, not making it in the record business may have saved your soul. And when I think about it, she may have been right.
Who knows what tomorrow will bring? Maybe sunshine and maybe rain. But as for me, I'll wait and see. And maybe it'll bring my love to me.
Bill Moss, the founder of Capsole Records. He died Tuesday from complications due to a stroke. He was 69 years old. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.